Let me be more. Hello, little Hilo. Welcome. So we're learning how the Esed Echeleis is from Kilayim Betzitz. I would ask the Kasha, but it's not movement. So how we learn out Kilayim Betzitz is? How we learn out that Esed Echeleis is from Kilayim Betzitz is? It's not movement, the postbook is not movement. We said that it has to be movement. Extra words. So bishlei melefi tanedevei Rabbi Yishmael that stam beged tzemo v'pishtim. So it's movement. The word tzemo v'pishtim are movement. The word tzemo v'pishtim amufne. And maybe we could learn out that kilayim is deicha tzitzis is deicha kilayim betzitzis, that esed deicha loisa se afilu tzemo l'pishtim u'pishtim l'tzemo. Aber lefi rabono, that it's not mufne, so how we could learn out from tzitzis, from kilayim betzitzis, that esed deicha loisa se, where is the words that are mufne? The Gemara says, "Lo'ilo mikro kame, im kein lei mikro tzitzis tasa lecho, gedilim lo moli, shma mino la'afnuya." Beiri explains the letter gedilim has more letters from the word tzitzis. So the mele, the fact that the Torah writes the word Gdilim ta'asa lecho instead of tzitzis ta'asa lecho. So the extra letters in the word in gdilim, more from the word tzitzis, that is the droshe. That is the droshe. So the Gemara says, "Im kein lemikro tzitzis ta'asa lecho, gedilim lomoli, shma mino la'afnuye." Mele, the word gedilim is meyuto because you couldn't write in the word tzitzis. So mele, the pasuk has a yitu. So we learn out from the yitu that the smuchim tzitzis lekilayim, the tzitzis is derech kilayim, shma mino esed derech leisase. Zog the Gemara, "Hayle shiura u'derose." The reason it says gedilim le shiura. The truth is, the Gemara could have answered better. And without the word gedilim, I would not know that the tzitzis looks the way it looks. Or these knots and all of it. I would just put strings inside. Hakonof psil techeiles. Sharon is speaking out. The Gemara could have said that we need gedilim legufe. But the Gemara says, l'shiyure u'da'ose. How we know that we have four strings inside. Gedil shnayim, gedil is two strings tied on each other. Gdilim is four. Arba. Asay gdil upaslay umitoichoy. So Rashi learns the shiuroi means the whole shiur, the whole eight. We learned out from gdilim. So Rashi comes to explain how we could learn out eight from the word gdilim. Gdil is two, gdilim is four. How it got to eight? So Rashi speaks it out. Gdilim arba chukim, the mute gdilim shnayim. And every gdil is two. Gdil shtayim, yev shalas is gdil b'pochish mishtei chutim. Gdilim is twice gdil. V'ksib enosnu al tzitzis, hakonof pesim omrotei rase mehanach arba chutim gdil echol, nehav elichez chutim, tzitechim bekonof habegen, uposleim mitoichu ishir, tluim psilim shlo yase kule gdil, elo kcas gdil v'kcas rano. I would think maybe the whole thing is gdil. No, it has to be gdil and psil. It has to be open pieces. So the pasht is, the pshat is, you take four strings, you make a gdil, and then you leave them open. So if you take four strings, and you make a gdil, and then you leave them open, so in the end you have eight. When you take four strings, you make gdil, and the rest you lift open. So the main time it's 8. So it's not much that it's 8. I could take 4 strings. Make a knot in the top, bend them together in the middle to stop, and then we get before loose ones. It's not a raya that becomes 8. So Tesis learns Posleu Mitoichoi, look at this, Gdilim Alba, and we know it's Oma, the boy Tamnechit, 8. The Tame Minolo, she koifel kolechot beechot leshnaim, shemo yikvo el kolechot beroish and atalis. You put everything inside, you make a knot, and the Farshin no is Gdilu Posleu Mitoichoi, I'm sure is Oise Kepsilo, because we have Emza, have a nich, but the Kipra Spirit, Posleu Mitoichoi, I'm sure Shlish Onof, Shliyasa Kol Gdil. So how we know exactly eight? The Kolbukim, the Gemara learns out from here. So the word Gdilim is not extra for a drosha. We need it for Gdil, Gdilim, and Posleyu, then you need to have eight. So the Gemara says, okay, so the word Tzitzis is not Meyuta. We're going back to the Posuk of Shat. Okay, Lei Mekro Loi Silba Shatnes Tzemer V'Pishtim Aber Yachtov Lomolim. It's enough to write Lesilbash Shatnes Beget Semer Upishtim Yachtov Lamli Shmamino Lafluya. The word Yachtov is Miyuto. So the Mele, one of them is Miyuto. So we learn again Smuchi. So the Gemara Vakate Miboyal and the Teichem Shtetim Chiva is Chibu Chiva Achas Eine Chibu. I need the word Yachtov to tell me שתויכב שתי תחיבס חיבו, תחיבה אחס אינו חיבו. So Rashi says פשט. תחיבו פירו שתויכב תחיבה אחס במחת, וחיבר קילאי, look at Rashi, בגד צמר ובגד פישלים, he sold them together, אינו חיבו בפוחס משתי תחיבס. לאוכי כוסב יחטוב, עד שיחבו מיחטוב יום. So the Gemara is asking, the יחטוב is not extra, because I need, without Yachtov, I will think you could take a Beget Semer and a Beget Pishtim. Without the Yachtov, I will think you could take a Beget Semer and a Beget Pishtim, and you could mechaber it together with one Tchifa, and Bemele it will be Kilai. I need Yachtov that you have to be mechaber it with Shtei Tchifas. So tchifa achas eine chibu, shtei tchifas ave chibu. So without the yachdov, I would think you could take a beged semer, zok Rashi, and I could take a beged pishtim, and I connect them with one connection, and it's kilay. Komashlon yachdov, only if I do it double. Taste is mashma different. Vakati mi boile le teichem tchifa achas eine chibu. ולמוכי מבוילי דהילב יחדוב אבא אמינה עושו ללבוש צמר ופישטין אבא פי שאינו מחובור עם כלל זה עם זה. You're not allowed to put a shirt from פישטין, אתה בבד a shirt from צמר. סתם רישי ללבוד הלוכה, it's also why? You're wearing them together, it's also also יחדוב says they have to be attached, but without יחדוב I would not know that they have to be attached. Don't wear wool and linen. אז זה, לויסחרו יש בשור וחמור יחדו. Right? You have, we'll see this רב חיים, it's me asset, to look at it like that. You take a carriage, you put a shoyr, and you put a חמור, and they start to travel. That is the איסור, right? You don't have to sew the שור וחמור to be together. Your איסור is, if you're traveling with a שור וחמור יחדו. I would think, I'm not allowed to wear wool and linen. I'm the chibur, I'm the person. Yachdov says, no, only if they're attached together you're not allowed. Now, Rashi is mashma, was never a tzad that it's also without attachment. I would think even one attaches also. Komash on Yachdov that you need two. Says in the son, we'll see later, kasei the Rashi and thesis, acholik in the whole pshat in the sugya. Lefi Rashi, the chidush is, that you have to have shtei tchifas, but tchifa achas, as Mutter. Taisus says, Lav dafka tchifa achas. Even without tchifa, I would think you're not allowed to wear it, Semer and Pishtim. Zog de Gemara, okay, so Yachtov is not extra. Im ken lichtim rachmona leisil bash Semer and Pishtim Yachtov. Shatnes lomoli. Leisil bash Tzema v'pishtim yechdo. Why the Torah has to write the word shatnas? Shma mino la'afluya. V'akat ifrek negimore miboyile ad she'i yeshua tovi v'nuz. Shatnas is coming to tell me that you need shua tovi v'nuz. The strings have to be shua tovi v'nuz. In a second we'll see what it is. Zog negimore elokulu mishatnas naf. Elokulu mishatnas naf. What is the pshat elokulu mishatnas naf? So the Gemara is saying like this. The word shatnas is extra. Shma mino to darshan smuchi. For the Gemara, the word shatnas is not extra. Right? Shua to, maybe it's coming from saying shua tovi v'nuz. So the kasha is, okay, so maybe the posuk only came to say shua tovi v'nuz. How we know that the posuk came to say also shua tovi v'nuz and also that is an extra word? So Rashi doesn't explain. Kulu mishatnas, the ilah afnuya lechude, Rashi says. So the Torah, you're right, is the extra word shatnas. The Torah could have written, leisil beget semer v'pishtim kilayim yachdov. Why it says shatnas? For shua tovi v'nuz. Maybe it's only for shua tovi v'nuz, and it's not to say that it's miyuta. So Tesis in the Bahamas of Kulu, the first line explains, מדכסיב שטנס ולכסיב קילאים שמין את שוע טובי ונוז ומדה לא יכסיב שוע טובי ונוז בהדיה why it says שטנס? לסיל בשבגד צמר ופישנים שוע טובי ונוז why the Torah gives it a word שטנס שמין את להפנו יקרוסי למידרש סמוכי this is the drosh so במילה נגמור is really now קילאים from ציציס that אסר is נכל לא יסי this is the מסקונס הגמורה בפשטס So we learn out from Kilayim B'tzitzis that Esa is Doich Eloisese because we have an extra word Shatnes. So we may have learned that it's Mufne we darshan Smuchim that Tzitzis is Doich Kilayim. You're allowed to put Beget Tcheles and Beget Tzem Beget Pishnim, Beget Pishnim, Beget Tzema that Kilayim B'tzitzis is Mufne. But the Toich HaDvorim, the Gemara says that the Kilayim do not Chayev and she'iye shua tovu ivenuz. Yinat chayim bekilayim at she'iye shua tovu ivenuz. And this sugi has two parts. It's the first chayrek that we'll learn today, the shua tovu ivenuz, and then the second chayrek is the tesis dibo amaschil kuru shatnas. Rashi learns kilayim needs to be shua tovu ivenuz, not as in the Rashi. Shua lo shel cholok shemetargemin en shia means when you take wool, the moshel, off the sheep, it's not even strings, it's wool, it's hard pieces. You take a comb and you start to go over it. The harder pieces that are dirty get stuck to the comb and you left with l'shoynos shel tzemer, smooth. This is the firashi shua. Then you start to make strings. It's like one big l'shoynos shel tzemer, right? You take it, you break it to pieces, and you start to roll it till it becomes like a string. Then, there's another thing you do, this is called tviya. Then you do shzira. When we look at one of our strings and tzitzis, right, we can open it, loose it, and we'll have a couple strings. Shzira, you take little strings that you made from the wool, you band them together till it becomes shozu. And then you have a good string. This is the way they make strings. First they comb it, then they make little threads out of it. With the little threads they make a bigger string, a bigger thread. That is the chut. Then, when you want to make a beged, how you make a beged? You make a arige. You take these strings, you put shti ve'erev, and you become a arige. Rashi learns, at she'i yeshua tovi venuz, you have to comb wool with linen together. That they're mixed already from the combing. You make a band, a bash of tzemer pishnim, you take pieces of tzemer, then you take pieces of pishnim when it's cut off the tree, you put it together and you start to comb it and it comes out mixed. Then you start to make strings from that mix. Then you make a rige from that string. It's bandage of a bandage of a bandage, yeah? Even as a shtickle modne, because I understand you have to comb them together, not a shmot. You make strings together. Then when you make the ariga, it's not more kilayim be'etzem. Every spring is already kilayim. But if Rashi the mechayev of kilayim is mamish cheftz. Lama zan Rashi? Shura tol venus min ha-teyei lechayev ha-shi'i ha-tzemer ve-ha-pishton metukur yachna ve-heitem b'masri. Come together. This is Shitas Rashi. What is Shver at Shitas Rashi? What is Shver at Shitas Rashi? Shitas Rashi is what Tesis brings down B'Shem D'Ravon. Tesis and Nida brings it down B'Shem Rashi. Rashi and Nida, Sabachalev Amud Beis, repeats himself. And Shitas Rashi is too stark a kashas that yell right away. Okay, maybe a little bit we'll have a close. This is, we get all different parts. Kilayim. Lefi Rashi has to be combed together. Glad. A second before we learn Rashi, Toichem Shtei Tchifres, Rashi says you take a Beged Tzemer and a Beged Pishnim and you put them together, not once, twice, Yichayev. Where's the Shua Kavui Venus? What? What? Again, I have a Beged Tzemer and a shirt from Pishtim. I put two things. No, where's Shua Tov Venuz? Where's the Shua Tov Venuz? That string that connects them, no. That string could be from iron. It doesn't have to be from material. It could be from a safety pin. Shtei Trifes. One Rashi after each other doesn't make sense. Rashi explains. Take the word Rashi Shua. Shorto venos min ha-teire in echai vat shi ha-tzema ve-ha-pishten metukon yachtov heita be-masri. A second ago you said, toichem shtei tchim v'schayim. This is one kasha that tastes in all of the Rishonim or shtar al shitas Rashi and al shitas Rambam that is like Rashi. The second shtarke kasha that we will have, Kilayim Betzitzis. The essence of the Chalaisis is Kilayim Betzitzis. Some would say it's the Rabbanon. As a Meiri found a Psalmician that holds the Firashi, it's only the Rabbanon. I think more is Avdafka. I'm going to give an Aetz. But Kilayim Betzitzis. You have a Chut Tcheles, you put him in a bag of fish, and where's the Kilayim Betzitzis? The Firashi. This is the Shverkeit that Teisvis will ask by us and Nida and Rashi. We'll look a little word in Teisvis. Ad she Yeshua Tov Venuz. Ein lefarish mo Shepir Yesha Rivon. Shua v'tovu yachad ha-tzema v'apishtim. This is like Rashi. Deim ken kilayim b'tzitz yisayichim ha-shkach aslo. She yetzor she yabeizchutim shal tcheles tzema levadri b'loi pishto. Ari tcheles means Tesis Kilo is hinting, maybe you will answer that the case of Kilayim Betzitzis that he took strings that were mixed in a mix. Sil Tcheles, we know that the Tcheles has to be wool. Tesis is just. Lafuk, it's not the Pshat, it's no Tzad, that this is what Rashi means Kilayim Betzitzis, that the Chitim, the Chutim of Tzitzis are made from comb and mixed. But Leyeter Sharkai Tesis says, Ari Kilayim Betzitzis is Sil Tcheles. אלא שוב הכל יכול לבדוי, ונוז נמי אמר אמנותם די לפורש דהיינו אורוג, כדפירש בקונטרס, דמייש תושוע וטובי דהמי כל יכול לבדוי, ונוז קוי עצמו בפישי. This is Tesis הזכר שהם רש. So Tesis by us בעצם is asking בעיקר, how we explain Kilayim Betzitzis Lefi Rashi. Tesis and Nida Take, when he brings down Rashi, he asks the Kasha the way we asked it. Tesis Dibu Amaschil Shua Tovi Venuz, and Nida Samach Aleph, the third Kasha. Ve'oi de loma likro de nuz la'arige mi'avdov nafke. Because Shkenoru, so Tesis is Choylek and Rashi. First to be Maimed the Machlekes. And Tosfos learns that Shua Tovi Venus. But Tosfos learns what is Shua Tovi Venus. Shua Tovi Venus means now that you take the Tzemer Pishtim, you put them in a mix, and then you start to comb them and make strings. You take Tzemer and Pishtim as a condition, as a tnai in the Torah, that the wool and the Tzemer have to be Shua Tovi Venus. You have to have strings that are combed, comb them, made from them strings. But if you stam have a mix, it's not kilay. There's a tnai in the Torah to be sure tovi venus, but not that they have to be mixed together. Lemoshel, I'll give you an example. If you taste this, what we're coming lafuk in lemoshel, they have today lemoshel hats. That has a weird. No sure tovi venus. They take all different materials, they put them together, they press it together, we get a press. They have these wool coats. It's not sewed, it's not. It's pieces of wool that's called a leaven, and they mix it together and they press it till it comes out. What would be if in that mix they have pishton also? Yeah, they take all different leftovers of things, they squash them together, and they put them together. But it's not made from strings. It's made from leftovers. They take over from the sheep what is left over, all the dirt. They take all that wool together, they press it, and they make. The Fitesis, this is what the apostle came to say. The Isur of Tzemer of Pishnim together is not wool with linen, strings of wool and strings of linen. About the Kilayim, even if you have a beged tzemer, beged pishtim, and you sew them together, it's kilayim. You take a thread of tzemer, you put them inside the beged of pishtim, yichayev. There's no din that they have to be combed together, tviya together, shazira together. No. Has to be that this is together. This is shittas ha-tesis. So lefi Rashi, fakel. You're right. Rashi needs the strings because Rashi said that the kilayim has to be in such a mix of Shua Tovi Venus, that they're mixed together. That is the way Mefi Rashi to make them. So the vow we don't have where Rashi will answer. Where Rashi will be chalik and tesis. But Mefi Rashi is no din that what kind of chutim shel Shua, chutim shel Tovi, chutim shel Nus. It's Rashi, all of that is a part how to connect, how to make the kilayim one. How we mix the kilayim and we do them one thing. The way we mix the kilayim and we do them one, the firashi, we do it in Shua Tovi Venus. That is the way we make the kilayim to become one. We make the kilayim to become one by Shua Tovi Venus. That is the way we make the kilayim to become one. Mashengel Fitesis, the way we will make the kilayim will be a chibu, two knots. Shua Tovi Venus is the strings. Till we will see Be'ez Hashem. Tesis will ask two kashas and Tesis asks two kashas and Dalet Amud Beis that don't exist lefi Rashi. One kasha Tesis says, maybe it's no kilayim betzitzis. Who said that the string of tzemer has to be a string? Maybe you go to the sheep, you take off a piece of wool, you dip it in blue, and you put it inside. You don't comb it, you don't go around with it. And we said that the kilayim is only proper strings. As I frek Tesis and Dalet Amud Beis, because Tesis learns that for kilayim you need proper strings. We'll see, Tesis will ask another kasha and Dalet Amud Beis. Maybe, even if it's not kilayim, maybe you're not allowed to wear beged from one material or two materials, for one material or two materials, if they're made from strings from Shua Tovi Venus. Maybe Hashem doesn't want these kind of strings. This is Tesis of Amasrim. Aber levishas kol tri mine ova vimtema afilu chad mine. Aber the osu vivad shi Yeshua tovi venuz. Because if he takes the Shua tovi venuz means chashivas of strings. Vashengel if he rashi it's a mix. He called Mekoyim, this is Shitas Rashi, Rivon, Rambam, that the Mechayim of Kilayim is that it's mixed together with Shua Tovi Venus, it's combed together, it's made strings together, and then you net it, you put it together, you sew a beged from it. The Fitesis, Kilayim is a string, even if it's tied, even if it's inside the beged, it's Kilayim. Shua Tovi Venus means what kind of strings? So we have the kasha and Rashi, two kashas, two main kashas on Rashi. Also we have the sugya nida, but for the two main kashas is one kasha is viva shkachas lo kilayim betzitzis lefi Rashi. Ailuchu, it's not sure tovi venus together. And the second kasha minayve be Rashi a second before said, and what is the case? Toichav shtei tchives. So with other Rashi, I would say maybe pshat. But Rashi says, "Klo beget zemer veBeget pishtim." You sew them together. It's called kilayim betzitzis. These are the two starke kashas on Rashi. So to miyashev Rashi, we'll start kaseidah. The Meiri brings down the Teretz. And the Rebbe that Teretz Koyanim says the similar Teretz. And the Meiri says like this. Rashi will learn there's two kinds of kilayim. Has to be a mix. Combed together, made strings together, and then mamish ha'arige together. Has to be mamish together, together, together. If not, it's not kilayim. But there's another way to make kilayim. If you make a shtarke knot, you tie it strongly together, this is also a mix. The Meiri throws a word, tzitzis, although you don't want to open the tzitzis. It's mamish forever. Every beged is not mamish forever. I think when the Raivit brings it down to the Askenim, he doesn't say the word tzitzis. He says, Tam, a knot, a double knot. In a punk. Our tzitzisim are not so strong. Our tzitzis are not so strong. Our tzitzis are not so strong. So the knot of the tzitzis opens from time to time. Of a b'yesoidoi, a knot is every time stronger from a beggar. And every beggar, really, you can go and pick out. Our generation, the godim are very, you know, machine-wise. But if someone has, like, you know, a sweater from the grandmother that you sewed, you know, you just get stuck somewhere, a string comes out. Because it's not so strong. So the Raivit says, there's two ways to do kilayim. A regular kilayim has to be that the strings are made mamish from a mix of kilayim. Combed together, and made the strings together, mamish became one zach. Mashenken, if you have a knot, Kesher is very sharp. I said, boom. It opens the whole time, so we don't see how, why it's so sharp. Boom. Yeah, but when you say that Kesher is a Kesher shel Kayomo, Nazaf that doesn't open forever, but does he say from Kesher? Starke Kesher. Kesher shel Kayomo. That is the Kerch of a Kesher. So the Meir drops, especially in Tzitzis. So the fit that the Raivit says, now the Raivit says, don't wonder at Mechateisa. This together, it's two ways of kilayim. There's two ways of kilayim. There's one kilayim that is, you have to put him shatnes. He says, you meramez in the pasuk, leish silbash shatnes, sema vepishtim yachto. There's two ways. There's one parsha of Nisim Bashatnes, and there's one parsha of Tzema Vepishtim Yachto.
The Kesher here is
it's
a thing, you must tie strings together.
What? No, it doesn't make a difference. You have a beged pishton and you sew to it, you make a knot with a psil tcheles, it's so attached. Together, there's no way to open it, it's attached together. What? This is the way the Meiri wants to answer Rashi, and this is the way the Raivet. Okay, so on Kilayim Betzitzis, it's a clear answer. Right, Doim? On Kilayim Betzitzis, it's Klo. On Kilayim Betzitzis is a Klo answer. It's a Klo answer. It's a Klo answer on Kilayim Betzitzis. Be'etzem, every kilayim has to be that it's mixed together. But kilayim betzitzis is a kesher. then it doesn't have to be mamish mixed together. Aber that answers kilayim betzitzis. Aber the way Tesis asked the kasha by us, it would just ban from kilayim betzitzis. But the way we tell that we have a second kasha, and the second kasha is from toichav shtei tchifas. From toichav shtei tchifas, so nechure. Toichav shtei tchifas, deal lechaure is not a nut. It's not a nut, toichav shtei tchifas. Toichav shtei tchifas is not a nut. It's mashal from Rashi, you take a beged tzemer, and you take a beged pishtim, and you connect them together and you chayev. Where's the nut? Beged tzemer, beged pishtim, toichav shtei tchifas is mamash like a safety pin. Twice with a safety pin, pashas is also. In his shirt, there's a tab of it, something from wool, and he doesn't want it, and he puts his chayim. Shtei tchifas yichayim. So again, it's not such a shmerkai because Tesis Bayos did not ask that kasha. We don't know why. Maybe he can ask if kasha and kilayim betzitzis. We saw also the Tesis and Nida shtel spochus yoyso the kasha also from teichem shtei tchifas. So I saw. The Meiri in the end says maybe the maskona Rashi will learn the teichav shtei tchifas is taken only with the rabbonon, or maybe teichav shtei tchifas means taken that he makes a double knot. So Rabbi Seinu come, we have two tirutzim to meyashav shitas Rashi. It's shtaim sheim achas. The first teretz is as Rabbi Li, the Mizrochi al ha'teiro. The Guari, Bliyazo Mizrahi and Rashi, he says like this. Reb Chaim and Stenzel says similar, but we'll see there's a big difference the way Reb Lezo Mizrahi says it and Reb Chaim. Bliyazo Mizrahi says the answer, Zaydi Amol. Be'etzem is one aloche, it's not two dini. The Isur and the Teire is mix. Like we started by Etzim from the Mean. But the answer is. There is two ways. If the Kilayim is not Niker, has to be a proper mix. Combed together, sold together. If it's Niker, you mamish see some of a Pishtim, dear it's enough, even if it's just tied together. Even if it's Shtei Tchifas. Says, don't wonder to say that it's too dini. Says, not an apostle. Loishtil bash shatnes. Semer v'pishtim yachdo. Loishtil bash shatnes. That has to come. If you wear it, and inside shatnes. Semer v'pishtim yachdo. Maybe he says, you take a bag of semer, pishtim, you put chutim shel semer, sneaker. Kilayim deraisa. Rashi. Beged tzemer, beged pishtim. You sew it together, yichayim. When it's in the factory mix, then it's only short two minutes. If you that is a big kule l'moshel, if you Rashi. So, yeah, a big kule l'moshel. Coats that are not short two minutes, and it's not nickel, it's no problem if you Rashi. It's with deraisa. If it's no show of itov venus, it's not us. Only when it's sneaker, it's us. So lefi that it's given. So fakel. The moshe lefi Rashi. We don't have taste this kasha and dafdan and mudbeis. Maybe use chutim that are not show you shua tov venus is bichlam and the gas no din chutim shua tov venus. You take a piece of wool, a thread. A piece of wool and you put it inside the beged, it's kilayim. If you make a knot, it's kilayim. Tzema v'pishtim, it's also yachdo. Every tzema v'pishtim is that, and the longest he says is what? The isur is a iruv. When it's mamish niker, even a shtikel iruv is a iruv. When it's not niker, has to be a starker iruv to make it a chefze of kilayim. This is the way of Eliezer Mizrahi. It's a nice tale. This is the drosha, lo yisil bashatnes. Reb Chaim and Stenzel. Reb Chaim said a big yisrael. Also the same tale. But different. There's two dinim, Reb Chaim said. There's two dinim, Zog Reb Chaim. Again, it's a different tale. Zog Reb Chaim, midoiraise is osur kilayim shatnes, when it's mixed together, shua tov venuz, and also HaKadosh Baruch Hu asered tzemel v'pishtim yachto. Two dinim. One din, leisil b'shatnes, and one din, yachto. Chaim says, you see, Rashi first says Yachdo, Tzema v'Pishtim connected, then Rashi says Shua Tov v'Nuz, and Rashi even doesn't feel that he has to explain himself, that there's a problem here. Fibereim, no, there's this thing, that, because, yeah, Rashi doesn't feel that he has to explain himself. So what is the Avodah Sattva? Zok Reb Chaim Hazeh, before the Shtikul Teir. Zog Reb Chaim in Stenzel, many to see cloth, Stenzel inside. He says, what is the difference of the first din to the second din? And if any time, if it's together, it's anyway also. So what is this halacha that it's mamish mixed together? Zog Reb Chaim Hazeh. When it's mixed together, the whole beged becomes a chefze de yisur. When it's tied together, it doesn't become a chefze de yisur. And I will explain it now very close. Beautiful word of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says like this. When you choyresh with shor bechamor yachdo, the shor and bechamor become a problem, or you have a aveir? When you choyresh with shor bechamor, the shor bechamor become a different animal, or the shor stays an ox, and the chamor stays a donkey, and you're not allowed to sit in the car. What? You have an issue. You're not allowed to drive in Shabbos. You're not allowed to kill. And you're not allowed to drive on a shor v'chamor yachdo. You're not allowed to wear tzemel v'pishtim yachdo. Taste even had a tzad, maybe even two layers. No. When they're together. You're not allowed to wear tzemel v'pishtim yachdo. Oh, but the tzemel stays a nice tzemel. The pishtim is a nice pishtim. Nothing bad. The nice people, they do nothing bad. You're not allowed to wear them. As another thing, when you mix the tzema of a pishtim, they become chefze de yisura. They become a chefze de yisura. Where is the nafkamina? We'll explain. Where is the nafkamina that becomes a chefze de yisura? The Beis Halevi, it's his father, the Beis Halevi also spoke about Chefze de Yisura. Beis Halevi spoke about the Chefze de Yisura. Without the vote of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said it's two dinim in Kilayim. Lo yisil b'shatnes, shatnes, it's a Chefze. And another, lo yisil b'tzema b'pishtim yachdo. You're not allowed to wear them. They don't become a Chefze de Yisura. Beis Halevi has a famous shayla. A person has a beged from Tzemer, a talis from Tzemer, that is long 5 meters. And the edge, he has a line of pishtim. He puts on the talis, and it's on the floor, it's dragging on the floor, and the end is a piece of pishtim. You allowed to wear it or not? That's a clear to Beis Halevi. Now, Beis Halevi doesn't clear if it's called that I'm wearing what's on the floor. I'm allowed to wear it or not? So the Beis Halevi, without Reb Chaim, he said, every kilayim, and I will explain, before Reb Chaim came, every kilayim became chefze de yisur. Masim? Without Reb Chaim, the yisur of kilayim was not stam tzema v'pishtim yachdo, so became a chefze from kilayim. So the Beis Halevi, if the pishtim is on the floor, and you were in tzema, you were in kilayim. The kilayim is not on the bottom of the floor there. Their beged is a beged kilayim. I don't need to wear the pishta. הבגד, צמר ופישטין, נגן זה בגד איזה כליים. So white, no, that Besalevi was mesupik, you know, Besalevi was mesupik, what if you have a long baguette from silk, and on the edge you have a nice piece of tzemel v'pishlim together. Also the silk could become a chefze de yisure, or not. The tzemel becomes chefze de yisure from the linen that is on the edge. Masha'enk and silk will never become a chefze de yisure. A silk will never become a chefze de yisur. Yeah. The silk will never become a chefze de yisur. So if lo yitzur is a long baguette, lo yitzur is a long baguette of pishton, of meshi, and in the edge of the baguette you have kilayim, b'salei v'kles, maybe you're allowed to wear. But if the beged is from tzemer, and on the edge you have pishton, was pushed to the Beis HaLevi that you're not allowed to wear. Reb Chaim came now and went another step, and he says, no. Lefi Rashi and the Rambam, such a beged you're allowed to wear. You have tzemer in the bottom, and the top, pishtim in the bottom, it's not kilayim. Is it isul to wear them together? If the pishton is on the floor, I'm not wearing it together. If it's Shua, Tovi, Venuz, then the whole Chefza will become awesome. What if you have in the bottom Shua, Tovi, Venuz, if the whole thing becomes a that? Yes, he's stopping with Reb Chaim. But again, on Reb Chaim, every Kilayim becomes Chefza de Yisura. Not that you're not allowed to wear Tzema V'Pishtim. Tzema V'Pishtim, the beggar becomes a beggar also, and the male you're not allowed to wear. Even if the pishtun is on the floor, you're not allowed to wear such a beggar. That's the aside of the Beis HaLevi. Till he clears what it be if you have beggar meshi and the bottom. Reb Chaim came and said, all of the Rishonim hold like my father. Tesis holds like my father. Everyone holds. Oh, but Rashi and the Rambam learned. No. Tzemer v'pishtim, if it's not Shua Tovi v'nuz, it's not a chefze de yisure. You're not allowed to wear them because you have an isul to wear it together. But if the pishtun will be on the floor, you'll be allowed to wear it. As Reb Shmuel Razovsky explained Pshat Reb Chaim Stenzel. To the introduction of Reb Shmuel Razovsky, and Yevomis, this is the Pshat Reb Chaim Stenzel. The main is Reb Chaim. So what is the Nafkimine Lemaisa now? If it's Shua Tovi Venuz, or it's Yachdo. We said maybe it could be a Nafkimine if in the edge it's Shua Tovi Venuz, maybe the whole bagel is also, I don't know. Zot Reb Chaim, I will tell you a Nafkimine. Teisves and Nida frekta kashe. Teisves and Nida, the Gemara says, Beged she'ovad boi kilayim. You have a beged, tzemer, and you know the company used one string of meshi. I'm sorry, of pishton. You know they sold one. You come back, you see the company, the guy that sold, used. You can't find it. You're allowed to wear the beged or not. You have a beged tzemer, and they sold in one of the places they used the beged pishton. You don't know what it is. You look at the agreements, it says 99.99.99 wool and 1% linen. The shatnez guys can't find it. You're allowed to wear it or not? The Gemara says, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. If, Moses says, Lama Zolim, he takes out some strings and he's not sure if he took out the right one or not, maybe we could be toiler. Frek Tesis, why is no Bittul Beroif? Look at Tesis, in Nida. Dibur HaMaskin, Beged She'ovad Bo'kilayim. Top of the Olam. V'im Toima Levatel Beruboy. Moses says, Im Kerenu Levet Kichom. Lo Im Kerenu, because if he sells it to a goy, then the Yid will buy it. Frek Tesis, Levatel Beruboy. יש לימר דלוי שייך ביטול ברויב אלו כשהאיסור מאורו בהתר אבל כליים שניים התר ונאסור על ידי תערויבס כך אוסור המרובה כמו עמוד זאת רב חיים זאת רב חיים פשט אין טייספץ מה? אבל בראש פרקיקה שלו. זאת רב חיים פשט את תסוס. ביטול ברוי ויז, I have apples that I'm allowed to eat. Comes inside the apple of all the... ביטול ברוי. ביטול ברוי. The one איסודיקי apple is ביטול. The one bad apple, and a lot of good apples. The bad one is ביטול and the good one. Here in Kilayim, the tzemer with pishtim is Kilayim. How it can be bottle? A bagel of a million pieces of wool with one piece of linen is Kilayim. So how it can be bottle baroy? This is the Kilayim. The whole tzemer is osu now. And apples, the apples are mutter. The ole is osu. So when you put the bad apple inside, he becomes mutter like everyone else. When you put the chut pishtim in the bagel tzemer, the whole Beget Tzemer in that minute becomes red. So who, all of it is also. So who are we mevatel? Till the Rosh Frek Takashe, every bottle becholov, why it's bottle beroiv? The cholov makes the bottle also. Huh? Pishneim, if you have water, a big tank of water, and a couple drops of milk fell inside, you say the milk is bottle. It could be bottle beheta, I'm not going. And oh, now I'm allowed to mix it with meat. Although milk and one drop of milk and all of the meat, why is bottle baroiv? At that minute, all of the meat is also. As I frag the Rosh, what he answers is the third day. About Be'etzem, state in the Rosh, the vault of Reb Chaim. Zog Reb Chaim, because Tesis learned like his father, like Beis Halevi. Tzemer v'pishtim, the whole thing is also. Not you're not allowed to carry it. The Tzemer becomes also. If I'm not allowed to carry it, but it's bottle baroiv, it's not. The halacha is that the tzemer becomes osu. This is the vote of Reb Chaim. Zog Reb Chaim, Teisves, the Beis Halevi, all of them learned that every kilayim becomes like that. Every kilayim, the tzemer of pishtim become osu. Rashi and the Rambam, to Miyashiv Rashi and the Rambam, we're saying it's two dinim in kilayim. There's one din in kilayim, chefza de isura, and there's one din, yachdo. Yachdo means I'm not allowed to carry. Bemele, zok Reb Chaim, first klapi the sugi and nida. Zok Reb Chaim lefi Rashi. The Gemara and nida says it's only with the Rabbonon. Why it's only with the Rabbonon? Lefi Rashi, because we're talking about Beget She'ovad B'Kilayim, and the Gemara later speaks that Haiman Beromi Chuta Dekitne Beglime Deham Revenatke Velo Yoda Inatke Elo Inatke Shapir Domi Maitayim Midoi Raise Shua Tomi Venus Ay Yachtov Es Oso Oso. Zot Reb Chaim Pshat in the Gemara Nida like this. A person had a Beget and he put a Tzemer and he put inside a Chut from linen and he took it out and he's not sure if he took it out or not. And the Gemara says it's not also midoy raisa because you need shua tovi venuz. Aye, but it's sewed together. And we said Rashi is masking that it's two dinim. Zok Reb Chaim, this is my chap pshat in the Gemara Nida. Again, the Gemara Nida says, Haiman de Romi chuta de kitne beglime de amre. A person had a baguette from wool. The bigger line is the Gemara Nida of Samachal of Amud Beis. A person had a baguette from wool and he put inside one string of linen. He chapped that it's also. He took it out, but he's not so sure if he took the right place out. But now more from that he can't find. So the more suffering the Rabbanon Likudim. With the Raisa it's mutter. The Shaila is, why with the Raisa it's mutter? Are they? The more, because it's not Shua Tovi Venuz. So if he tastes, it means that that string that he put in was not a real material, he was like a bad string. But if he Rashi, we said, it's not Shua Tovi Venuz, it was not made together. But so what if it's not made together? But we said Yachdov says that it's also, even if it's not made together. The Tanya says, you're right. But at Yachdov, it's only because I'm carrying both together. If I don't know where it is, it's Batel Baroiv, Zok Reb Chaim. So again, Lefi Teisvis, the material needs to be a material of Shua Tovi Venuz. Dear the Gemara says the material was not Shua Tovi Venuz, so B'meile, it's not also, Midai Raisa. But if Rashi is no material short of it, it has to be made together. But we said if Rashi, even if it's not made together, if it's Yachdav, it's also also. The Tanya, but if it's made together, so it's not Bottle Baroiv. if it's not made together, so then the Isur is Yachto, but only if it's Nikah. This is Shita Sash. B'meile, Zogt Reb Chaim, Tzitzis, Ein Echinami. The Chefza will not become Chefza the Isur. The Chefza will not become Chefza the Isur. The Isur is that I'm carrying it together. But now that the Chefza becomes a Chefza the Isur. The Isur is Leisim Bash Shatnes. I'm having Isur to carry Tzemeh with Pishtim together. But now that the Chefza is a Chefza the Isur. But it's also. Toichem Shteit Chifes is also. But it's not a Chefza the Isur. So it comes out. Throughout the Nesakim, we have the vial, three mehalchim b'shitas Rashi. Chaim is miyashim, kobo Rambam, we'll see your time to them. But lefi Rashi and the Rambam, Reb Chaim is learning like this also b'shitas Rambam, that you have to have Shua Tovi Venuz. The Shaila is, but we have Shteit Chifus, we have Gemoros that we don't have to have. So lefi the Meiri, if you have a gnat, it's different. But without a gnat, there's no Yisro Deiraisa lefi Rashi, if it's not Shua Tovi Venuz, and again, if Rashi comes out at Kilayim that are not, with a not, a mamish midoi raisa, there's no Isu Kimat, it's hard to find Kilayim doi raisa, if Rashi in the Rambam. If it's not Nikah, then you need Shua Tovi Venuz. But if it's Nikah, then it's enough that it's connected. Shai, what is called Nikah? You know it if you open the, inside the code, you will see it if it's called Nikah. But when it's Nikah, you don't need Shua Tovi Venuz, only if it's not Nikah. But else is the Ilchus Gilai. Reb Chaim was Mechadesh, Rashi is masking that every connection, every Chibur is Isur Kilayim. What Rashi meant Shua Tovi Venuz, there is the Pshat is that the Chefze becomes also. Without Shua Tovi Venuz, the Chefze doesn't become also. Again, Lemayin Afkemine, so the Bible we said one Afkemine is the Gabi Bitul Beroi. Second Afkemine we said, that on Reb Chaim, every beggar is kilayim becomes a chefza de yisure. But shehengel fi Reb Chaim with as Rashi ve Rambam, what becomes chefza de yisure only when it's shua tov venuz. If it's not shua tov venuz, and fi Reb Chaim, zog Reb Shmuel Avin and Afkemin of the Beis Halevi, a beggar, a long beggar, and the chutim are in the bottom, you're not over, you're not wearing it. What would be if it's shua tov venuz in the bottom, if it asks the whole beggar or not? Yeshni Yistapet. This is Be'etzem, the Teire from Reb Chaim. The Velt has a Kasha in Reb Chaim. The Velt has a Kasha in Reb Chaim. And I want to be Maimi the Kasha. We mentioned once this Kasha for the Beis Halevi. Kilayim Betzitzis, we know that Isur Kilayim, lefi some of the Rishonim, is Isur Levishe Afilu Onanoi. But we saw is Rishonim that hold that in Isur Kilayim you only chayev if you nene. Right? We saw two shittas. If Levishe Onanoi, people that measure, they hold that Levishe Onanoi is Muto. So the Ramo is Machmir, that Levishe Onanoi is also. If you hold that Levishe Onanoi is Muto. If you learn the Levisha on Anoe is Muta. So we ask the Kasha for the Beis Halevi, so why are you not allowed to wear Kilayim Betzitzis? Mitzvah Slav Lehenesti. Mitzvah Slav Lehenesti. And we said here the Isur is the Mitzvah Slav Lehenesti. You're not Nene from the Kilayim, you're Nene from the Levisha of the beggar. If the Isur is to wear the beged, the whole beged is kilayim, it's true. But if we'll say that when it's not made together, the Isur is the kilayim, the pishtol with the beged. So when I have a beged tzemer, and I have beged from linen, and I have chutei tzemer. Lefi Reb Chaim, where is the Isur? Not the whole beged becomes chefzed Isur, that I'm wearing both. The chutim is only a mitzvah. So I'm not nene from the chutim. Bishleime. if the chuti make the beged, so I'm nene from the kilai. But if we'll say that when it's not made together, it's not that the beged becomes kilai. I have an isul to wear kilai, lechura I have to be nene, sai from the beged, sai from the chuti. And lechura the chuti are not made to have anor. The chutim are not made to have anor. So we have to know. It's kedai to see the stencil. He's miyashir a poem more Rambam for that. But that's it, Yisrael.
I suppose it's half so much. Have it come. Okay.
I'm going to say, I'm going to say,